Health and Life Expectancy Comparison by Dr. Eric Plasker. When it comes to health and life expectancy, it's valuable to compare countries and systems so that you can make choices for your family on how you want to live. Health System Tracker, 2021, says that Japan has the greatest life expectancy at 84.5 years and the United States has one of the lowest among comparable countries at 76.1 years. Given the data, a clear distinction in health exists between the U.S. and other comparable countries, and it is time to start noticing and reverse the trend. According to Health System Tracker, in 2021 over the previous year, life expectancy at birth for men decreased by 1 year in the U.S., but increased by about 0.2 years in comparable countries, on average. Life expectancy at birth decreased by 0.8 years for women in the U.S. and increased by about 0.4 years in comparable countries, on average. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, the U.S. experienced less rapid increases in life expectancy for both men and women than comparable countries, on average. In recent years, the difference in life expectancy between women and men in the U.S. has surpassed the average in comparable countries since 2013. In 2019, life expectancy differences between women and men were 5.1 years in the United States and 4.3 years in comparable countries. This difference increased to 5.9 years in 2021 in the U.S. and 4.6 years in comparable countries due to COVID-19. It isn't a mystery as to why we have low life expectancy, overwhelming rates of chronic disease, and consistently rising rates of childhood neurological diseases such as autism and ADHD. We are injecting high doses of neurotoxins into our children starting on the first day of life. The United States is one of the only countries instantly delivering hepatitis B vaccines to newborns and moms who do not even carry the disease. In fact, according to the Children's Health Defense, 99.9% of women test negative for hepatitis B. However, Japan, which is a comparable country to the United States, has the greatest life expectancy. Why? Well, here are key differences between the Japanese and U.S. vaccine programs. Japan has no vaccine mandates, instead recommending vaccines that, as discussed above, are either routine, covered by insurance, or voluntary, self-pay. Japan does not vaccinate newborns with the hepatitis B, Hep B, vaccine, unless the mother is hepatitis B positive. Japan does not vaccinate pregnant mothers with the tetanus diphtheriae cellular pertussis, TAP, vaccine. Japan does not give flu shots to pregnant mothers or to 6-month-old infants. Japan does not give the MMR vaccine, instead recommending Inmister vaccine. Japan does not require the human papillomavirus HPV vaccine. It is common to think that aging is a dreadful process, however we know that how we live now will impact how we age, and we can choose how we want to get there. This might be hard to believe given that nursing homes and long-term care facilities are now the norm and are popping up on every corner. According to Single Care Data, 2022, in the U.S., about 70% of seniors will need some type of long-term care. In addition, as of 2018, there were 4,700 hospice care agencies in the U.S. Finally, according to Hospice News, in 2021, hospice was a $23 billion industry that made up roughly 20% of the overall U.S. home-based care market, according to a report that Bank of America, BofA, Global Research shared with Hospice News. The hospice market will grow at an annual rate of 7% to 8%, making it the second fastest-growing healthcare segment nationwide, trailing only behind personal care. According to findings in the report, the hospice industry is expected to reach $64.7 billion by 2030, a rise from $34.5 billion this year, according to our report from Research and Markets. So how do we avoid many of the traditional maladies of growing old? Live a quality life starting today and take care of your body, mind, and by keeping your brain, spine, and nervous system functioning at full capacity. Begin to question the outside-in approaches such as vaccines and drugs, and embrace a more inside-out health philosophy. More people in Japan are flourishing with many of the 100-year lifestyle principles as a part of their culture. It's time for a new approach for you and your family. Find a provider near you. Asterisk, the National Vaccine Information Center and the HiWire with Dell Bigtree are great resources for those concerned with the important truths related to vaccine policy and injury.